Guardian Unlimited.
So let's go to the next sonata, which starts as if it was continuing the previous sonata. Let me finish Opus 109. Very touchingly simple. Opus 110 has no dedication. Opus 109 was dedicated to Maximiliane Brentano, who was the daughter of Beethoven's friends Franz and Antonia Brentano, and we know today with almost certainty that Antonia Brentano was the so-called immortal beloved. So this is this family who was very, very close to Beethoven. And there had been some speculation that Beethoven wanted to dedicate this A-flat major sonata to Antonia Brentano, the immortal beloved. However, at the end, we don't have this dedication. And later, maybe he felt guilty and he dedicated the Diabelli variations to her. So she got a wonderful present, nevertheless. The opening, still in 3/4 meter, like the last movement of 109, and moderato, espressivo e cantabile, con amabilità, very lovingly. That's the undertitle. Again, this is like string quartet writing, very clear four parts. And after this, we have this trill on the fermata. And this resolves into a beautiful love song. Again, melody with accompaniment. Very interesting in this very polyphonic surrounding, like in Opus 109 also, that occasionally we have these islands which are just the opposite, very simple and very, very melodic and not really contrapuntal. Semiquavers are not decorative but motivic. And Beethoven very carefully writes a little dot on every fourth of them, which to me doesn't mean staccato, not short, but a tiny little melodic emphasis on those notes. You'll hear the notes with the dot. Thank you. have reached the second subject. And in this movement, indeed, we have the three distinct themes, unlike in the opening movement of Opus 109. The character of this music is lyrical, loving, tender, harmonious. There are no big dramatic conflicts here. It's very interesting to see how it progresses. However, at the end of the exposition, these three descending steps, they do suggest darker feelings of the future. And indeed, in this very short development section, the music is darker, more dangerous, and more polyphonic. The first two bars of the main theme with this main rhythm, tam, pam, pam, pa, pam, pam. You will hear this seven times, and underneath we have a semi-quaver counterpoint written for two voices. First, the tenor plays it, and then the bass. Whatever the tenor says, it has no swell in it, and the bass has a little swell, a crescendo, decrescendo, every time it speaks. So, after the recapitulation, which is quite expected, as it would be expected, there is a very poetic coda. Strange final three bars, and we will see why they are strange, because if you listen to the middle voice, yes, again these intervals, we also can hear them in the beginning here, and later we will have the fugue. So, if the descending third was the main interval of Opus 109, the ascending fourth could be called the main interval of this sonata. Again, without any interruption, this is true to all the final sonatas, there is no break between movements. It would be impossible to ask a pianist to play now the second movement of Opus 110. One could, but it would make no sense, because it's very important what's preceding it. Thank you. This is allegro molto. It's a scherzo movement, and it represents the only humorous touch, slightly humorous touch in the final Beethoven sonatas. It's not obvious if you listen to it, but to the contemporary listener, it was quite clear that Beethoven was using two contemporary German folk songs here. Martin Cooper was it, I suppose, who pointed this out relatively recently, that this was the case. The first song is this one. And the German text has Unser Katz hat Kätzchen gehabt, which is our cat had had kittens. The second song says, ich bin lüderlich, du bist lüderlich, wir sind alle lüderlich. My friend Misha Donat translated this, I am down and out. I don't know if you are laughing, then it's good. So anyway, in such a spiritual and existentially philosophical sonata, it's very interesting to have two elements like that. Let me just play a little more. Like a lamenting question, why are we all lüderlich? Because, and then comes the trio section, which is very strange because it has one part is again this descending force, and the other is syncopation. It's like one person rolling down the stairs and the other one climbing up, and they meet halfway through. So then, repetition of the scherzo. And I think it's important that you know that there are these folk song elements, because that's why I cannot see this movement as a tragic movement. Not like this one was. It has a certain comic undertone. But after this, the comedy is over, and there is a completely new world.